The Borech Rishain, the Toyach Rishain, and Manayafa Rishain. That you give him the.
Wherever he wants to stay.
Right, yeah, first Aliyah, you have to give him benching, you have to give him the Manayafa Rishain also. So the first thing, just stop. There's the Magen Avraham brings, it's in Hilchos Birkas Hamazon, in Simon Reish Aleph, that what's the din, he brings from the Torah, what's the din if someone stole the Aliyah of the Kohen? And he went up Rishain. So usually the din, if you steal somebody's bracha, you have to give him 10 zehuvim. So do you have to give him 10 zehuvim for stealing his Aliyah? So the Torah says, it's really from his father, from the Rosh, that it's only an asmachta. The whole vikidashtoi is an asmachta, and midaraisa, there's no vikidashtoi. So memela, since midaraisa, you didn't steal anything from him, you don't have to pay him the 10 zehuvim, which is like the shita, basically, of the Bali HaToisvis. The Toisvis says that there, and the Aguda, who always follows the Toisvis, all the like the those Rishayim go that way. But the Magen Avraham writes, it's a tema to say it's a Durabanan, because that's only asmachta, right? It's only a Durabanan, because it's l'chayr k'neged a beferish a Gemara. The Gemara on the Indian of Aliyas is in Gittin, and it says over there that the Indian of Kohen Levi Yisrael is an Indian of Darkei Shalom. And the Gemara says, Darkei Shalom who? De Raisa who? Shenemar v'kidashtei. So it's a beferish Gemara that it's a deraisa, it's a tema. How could anyone say against the Gemara? And then he lists you all the Rishonim that say it's a deraisa, the Rambam, it's a whole mitzvah lamed beis v'kidashtoi, and the, all the ones that go with him, of course, the smag and the chinuch and all of those that usually follow the Rambam. And then he brings you more Rishonim, the Rivosh and the Rami Rutenberg and. And Mimele, he says, it's poshit, that the halacha says it's a deraisa, it's a chi of deraisa. Fine, so after he finishes with his, maybe I should just say something for a minute about this machlekes. The Bach, on there in the tour over there, says, what's pshat, why would it be an asmachta? So he says, because if you look in the Gemara, you use that word vikidasha for a different thing. For Daphne, im loy rotza Daphne. The Gemara says that if the Kohen is not listening and he's marrying Grusha and so on, you have to give a Malkus to get rid of her. And then the Gemara goes through a whole sugya, pshita, you would have to, you always force people, no, it's a case where it was only a suffix and so on. But that's a different drasha that you learn from Vikidashta, and it's brought in Rashi on the Parsha, Vikidashta Bal Karchai. So, Mimela, that's the real drasha. And this is the asmachta. From the Vav. Vikidashtei. Well, anyways, but I want to tell you what many Mefarshim write. And if you look in your Rashi this week, you'll see it. That if you look in Rashi, he puts down the thing of you know, the Lifteach Rishon and everything on the end of the Pasuk. It says, Kadosh Yielach. And the Mizrahi and bunch of the Svarim, they're right. That's what Rashi's doing. He's coming to tell you there's two different things. There's Vikidashtei for Daphnei, and Kodesh Yielach is where you learn out the din from. And if you look even, it's very interesting, if you look in Rashi and Gittin over there, the Gemara says, it's only a Drabbanan, the Kohen Levi of Yisrael, it's a Deraisa, Vikidashtei. And you look in Rashi, Kodesh Yielach. Rashi Dibra Maschel Vikidashtoi. Rashi writes Kadosh Yielach. So the Gra in Ksav, you know, in the Aderes Elio, not Mi Piha Gra, the Gra says, brings this Rashi on the Parsha, and he says, Rashi was trying to tell us that it's not really from Vikidashtoi, because that used for something else. It's really from Kadosh Yielach. And that's really the Tshuvas Binyamin Zev, he brings down the Machlekes Rishayinim. That some say it's a deraisa, some say it's derabani. Says the ikur is it's a deraisa. The kashi, we used it. The teretz is Rashi. That's what he says. Fine. So that's, however, the Rambam does not bring Kodesh Yeloch. The Rambam somehow puts it all into Vikidashtai. He just writes, Vikidashtai, you have to make sure that they are Roy Lahakriv and they're not doing anything wrong.
The Gemara puts in Vikidashtai, but it's Vikidashtai dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, but the Rambam didn't write dot, dot, dot. I hear it. It sounds like the Rambam. Yeah, the Gemara didn't, but you know there were Tshuvas HaRamah. The Tshuvas HaRamah says, Yesh Lecha Ad Ein Mispor Mekoymes B'Shas. That the Gemara brings the beginning, and it doesn't write v'chulu, and there's really a v'chulu. So I can give you two right off the cuff. One is that Taisus says in Ksubas Chav Tesamar Aleph, and the pasuk lo yischatin bom, and the Gemara didn't mean the beginning of the pasuk; it really meant lo yischach livnecha at the end. And Taisus in Avodah Zarah Lamed Vav and Beis is the same thing, but the Ramah says it's ad ein mispar. That's how many of those. So in the Gemara you have it. I don't know if you have in the Rambam so much that he brings. Fine. Okay, but anyways, the Iker is that the Magen Avraham paskins the Raisa. That's the Pre-Chadosh. Also brings the Shaila down. He says, Lamaisa to the Raisa.
And the Rambam also holds it.
The Rambam holds it the Raisa, the Feirish. All the ones with the Rambam go with that. It's the Raisa. Here I wrote down every one that I have here. If you want to know all the ones, check, whatever.
What's the
Dafnoi means you hit him. You hit him like with a doifen. You smack him if he's marrying a grusha. But then the Gemara says it's not, even if it's a suffix, and even if it was a type of suffix where usually we would make a on you, but pay chesam at base. Yevamis pay chesam at base. So, Vikidash.
Even though it's using the word Vikidashta.
How do you get out of the word? The way it sounds from Rashi is that show him that he's Kaddish. Han Higboy Kedusha. Like, show that he's Kaddish. How do you show it? Because you give him Kavod, so that shows he must be Kaddish.
If that is from Kidashta, does he have a Deraisa? That orders a deraisa because the of the Kiddashto?
Well, the Gemara says Vikidashto. In Yehoi, it's on that Mishnah. Right. The Gemara says Vikidashto.
So that's a deraisa?
It looks it. I mean, I guess we'll soon see. Soon, at the end of the whole thing, if I have time, I'll get back to which things are deraisa. If all the things are not all the things. Okay, so, but anyway, the main thing that I want to go on is the Magen Avraham's question. That's the main thing. The Magen says, Tzorich in, being that this is a deraisa, how come I don't see people being very careful about this? I was thinking to myself, the Hainu, what is he? Alias? I'm sure they're careful. Yeah. Either he could mean maybe benching, but I don't know. Nowadays, people sort of say brishus. Maybe some people aren't so careful to say brishus. Maybe that's what he meant. Or the best one might be money off Arisha. Right, if you have people at a chasana table or something, right? Are we always careful that the kohen should get the first portion? Not so careful. So that's his kasha. Why aren't people? He says deraisahi. We should be more careful. I do want to mention in Drasant Azach that one time there was some bacher that wanted to go to the yeshiva of Tzvi Kaplan. There's a yeshiva in Yerushalayim. So few bacherim wanted to go together. But for one reason or another, it came out that not all the Bacharim could go that Zman. So I had called him up. I said, so which Bacharim do you want to go this Zman? Which ones do you want to take next Zman? So he said, is there a Kayan? That was how he said.
His name is
Rishai.
He wanted family first.
He's not a Kohen. Even though he's Kaplan, he's not a Kohen.
He's in a Kachim.
Yeah, they learn Kachim there.
Oh, so he wants.
Oh, Kohen, because of that. Well, then I told him, no one's a Kohen. So he goes, is there a Levi?
Yeah.
Okay, but it still could be your shot. Okay. Sorry. Anyways, I was pretty impressed for that.
Does it try also mean you can't ask him to pass the salt on the table?
Oh, there is a thing about not being mishtamish with a kohen. That's a different. I didn't even get into that. There's another din of not to be mishtamish with a kohen. So that's a machloikis and achroinu. Is that mamish v'kidashtoi, or there's two things: mishtamish b'kohen and kavod kohen? Is it? Is it one thing or two things?
Or you can give him covered by the door, right? Would that also be
You mean like let him out first?
Yeah.
So you see, that's the thing. Really, there's a shaila. If only the things that says in the Gemara are the only things, or it means everything in the world. So there's Grad of Balaturim in this week's parsha that it says three times the word Vikidashta in Emor. Why? For the three things. Liftoyach Rishon, Levoyach Rishon, and Manayav Rishon. So I had a little hargosha that he holds it's like those three things, like that she did, like the Tumim says, that it's three things, because that's what's mentioned. If it would be everything, then I don't know if his remez is so...
And he's the one that holds it
to Asmachta,
right?
The tour, yeah. Right. He held it to Asmachta, and he still said that. Yeah, it's interesting. Okay, anyways, let me say his thing, and then we can see if we can get all the other things. There's a lot of his thing. So the Magen Avraham is bothered very much. Why people don't seem to be so careful. So he gives a teretz. He says, we know that nowadays we don't have any Vada Kehanim anyway. Kayadua, it's not so pashat that we know that. That itself is a huge machlekes, because it is true. The Ramah brings that nowadays. He says, "Don't let a kohen eat challah," because no one knows for sure that they're a kohen anymore. It comes from the Ma'arivah. He's the one that started that thing, and then
that's
very good. That's exactly what we're going to get to. Right. So, anyways, that's his shita. The Shach brings it. The Ramah says it, Yamshel Shleimei. On the other hand, there are a whole bunch of Achrenim say Chas V'Shalim. Every Kohen nowadays is a Vadei Kohen. The Marit is the first one. He says, how can you tell me such a thing? You see Kohanim Duchen with a Bracha. You wouldn't be able to do that if you weren't a Vadei Kohen. And we use them for Pidyon HaBen and everything like that.
Why
okay.
Why doesn't Yatir say every Kohen? Father
has
the ability to say this is right. So
true, but well, if we could keep that going, I guess.
We can assume. Why can't we assume that?
Well, Yamshel Shleimer writes, he says, Hamishpachos nizbalbelu ze bazeh, and we lost track. That's what he writes. We lost track.
He doesn't say when.
I don't remember if he says.
Because the story, in Asar Yochsin, it's clear, when Ezra came over, everything was good.
Yeah.
Right?
He straightened it out. Then it was good. Yes, that's for sure.
He brought them over to Eretz Yisrael, and the Kohanim were. Right?
Yes, then it was for sure good.
And then you have to say historically
when did it happen exactly. I have to look again and see what if he says any particular time.
Right? In other words, we know Sakharov was involved.
Right, but that doesn't bother us, right? Because you see, Ezra still had it going.
So you would say it's Sfeika the Reis
Olam. Oh, well, that's what.
So if it's an Asmachta, you say that also Sfeika.
If it's Asmachta, then it would be Sfeika Lekula. But the Magen Avraham says that he holds it in the Reis, don't forget. That's how he said his Kasha. He says, Hayois, it's in the Reis, how could you make. So this is the big kasha on the Magen Avraham. What kind of teretz are you giving me? You're telling me the reason why we're not so machmer is because we're not sure he's a kain, but you were asking it's a deraisa, so it's still sticking the deraisa l'chumra. What? Right? And you know what the Minchas Chinuch says? The Minchas Chinuch also brings this in. He also goes with the paiskim that we're not for sure a kain. So Minchas Chinuch says nowadays we're more machmer. Not only all the other yidden have to do v'kidashtoi, but every kohen has to do v'kidashtoi. Because he has to worry, what if I'm not really the kohen and you're the kohen? So Mimela, every kohen has to do v'kidashtoi and the other kohen misafik.
No one will ever
bend. Well, I know I'm not a kohen, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Why even misafik? He himself would have to have a mitzvah v'kidashtoi.
Well, a kohen doesn't have v'kidashtoi on a kohen.
What?
A kohen doesn't have to do v'kidashtoi to a kohen.
Why not?
Well, the whole thing is that you're supposed to show that he's higher, but he isn't higher. Me and you are the same. But I can say, go first. Why should you go first? I'm a kohen too. You know, the whole idea is to show he's higher, but if we're the same, we don't do it. Okay, but anyways, that's the kasha. So I wanted to say over the two terutzim that I saw on this kasha.
So
the
rabbi kohen doesn't have to give a kohen and a leah first?
Well, but the Gabe is like the shliach of the whole shul, I imagine, right? Or the shul has to do it. So he's like doing it for budget. Not personally, but it's odd. Okay, so the...
It's his own minion, he's the charge.
Well, but I'm saying, like, the din he's of laning is... It's Tzibur's thing.
Tzibur dekadeh.
It's dumb. Okay, so Shleima Eger asked this kasha on the Magen Avraham. Yeah, he has a sefer called Sefer Hikarim, Rabbi Kveger's son, Rabbi Shlomo Eigen, Gilyan Marsha. He asks, what is the Magen Avraham trying to say? L'chayra, it's still Sfeik in the Raisa L'chumra anyways. So he says, a Yisoid Gadol, he wants to say, he says, I want to say a Yisoid Gadol, that we know that in Nidorim, there is a very important Machlekes Rishayim and Dav Zayin, by Sofik Peya, or Sofik Leket, all these kind of Sofik, what do you do? Do you go L'chumra, or you go L'kula? So the Ramban and the Rajba say, Sveik the Raisa L'chumra. If you're not sure, you have to do the mitzvah. And it's a loise, it's an essay. And the Ran says, all these things are Sufik Mum and L'kula.
What's the
number? You have essays and lav in here. But Lamaise, Zakrav Shlomi says, what I want to take out from the Ran is that the whole klal of Sufik L'chumra is by like what we would call probably Bein Adam L'makom. By Bein Adam L'makom, it's Safik L'chumra. But whenever it's an essay or a lav, L'te'elis Chaveiroi, like for the Ani, or for the Kayin, or all those kind of things, that is Sveika L'kula. That's when he wants to take out of the Ran.
He holds Kavod is B'chlal HaMaitzik Chaveiroi.
Oh, exactly. That's what he's getting to. So he wants to say, he says, why? He says, this is what his theory. He says, where do we learn out Sofik D'Raisa L'chumra? Okay, he's assuming right there that you learn it out. But okay, where do you learn it out? Because the Rishonim say that since the Torah was Matriach to Mater Amamzer Sofik, there's a special limud. So Shema Mina, in general, the normal Sofik D'Raisa would have been L'chumra. But that would have been, that the Mamzer Indian is the Benam L'makam kind of thing. So we only find it there. But whenever it's for Te'elis Chaveiroi, then we go Liku. Memeila, Zakter, based on that Havana, that's how I want to learn the Magen Avraham. That the Pshat is here, it's a covered thing. And it's Te'elis Chaveiroi. It's, I mean, we Paskin, we'll soon see it's not agreed, but we Paskin that if the Kohen is Moichel you, you don't have to give him covered. Like you say, let's say, Bershus Kehanim. We pass in Shulchan Aruch Dharma that if the Kohen's Moichel, it's okay. So, Mimela, it's all L'te'elis Chaver, it's a Bein Adam L'Chaver kind of thing. Mimela, by these kind of things, you go Safik L'Kula.
Pidyon HaBen?
Pidyon HaBen is really Safik L'Kula. Yeah.
You don't have to give the Kohen the
money. Right. You don't have to give the Kohen the money. Actually, we once talked about that one time. You don't have to do it if you don't want to. If you don't want, we said over the case from Rav Moshe Feinstein that the guy came from Russia, and he became from here, and he knows he's a firstborn, so he wanted to know should he do Pidyon HaBen? He didn't do Pidyon HaBen before, he knew that, so Rav Moshe said no, you don't have to do Pidyon HaBen because you have no idea if you're a Kohen. He had no idea in the world if he's a Kohen or a Levi or anything else, or Ophrios, or a Bas Kohen, a Bas Levi. He didn't know anything, garnished. So Memela, you don't have to do it. Roiv, you probably do have to do it. Ain't Ochem a Mom, and Achara Roiv. That's what we talked about at that time, that whole thing.
Is that like how much we have here, all Roiv, prove to me that I have to pay?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. So he doesn't have to do it. So anyways, that's what he wanted to say. So I have a dimyon to him, which at first I thought was mamash a dimyon, so that someone else said the same vort, type of vort that he said.
With the Gilyan Marsha?
The same as Rav Shlomo Eigen. He wrote in the Sefer, it's called Sefer HaIkrim. He wrote two volumes. So who is it? Rav Chaim Oizer. Rav Chaim Oizer said a very similar vort, like this. It says in the Rambam that the din is that we know if somebody's Moitzi Shemra, then he can never, and then he was a liar, right? He was Moitzi Shemra on his wife. So it says in the Pasuk, V'loisi Elisha lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yama. He can never divorce her again, ever. So the Rambam brings down two cases which are teku. One is, he got married. This guy's a little like back and forth type of guy, yeah? He got married, then he got divorced. Then he got married again. And then, the second time, he was Moitzah Shemra on her, that she was mezana by the first marriage. Yeah? And then they and then they schlugged him up that he lied. Yeah.
He got. I don't understand why.
Because the whole boya of the Gemara, the boya lehu haiti shemra al nisuin arishayni mahu.
Oh, it's a boya. It's a boya in the
Gemara. A boya in the Gemara. Then the Gemara has another boya. The Rambam brings a guy got married and died, so his brother did yibum, and now the yavam goes ahead and he's moitzi shemra that she was mezana by the ershta brother. Right, so the Gemara blabs take on these things. So Meir the Rambam says misafik, you can't make him pay the 100 check, the 100. And the Rambam writes, and Meila imrotze legarish yochol legarish. Okay, so the Mishnah Malchan the spot says what is thus sveikin the rice lechumra. How would you let him? It's an essay and a loisa say, the loisi elisha loyichol leshalcha kol yamav. How are you letting him get divorced? So that's the kash.
This is yibum?
No, he did the yibum. Then after the yibum, he starts saying laws on her that she was mizane by the brother. By when she, you know, by the first marriage.
So what's the question again?
So the question is, usually if a person's moit to shemra on his wife, he has to pay 100 shekel and it gets malchus and all these things. The Gemara is a boya. Is this case included? Is this included because it's a little different than usual? He's saying she was a mezana by the anderer. And the Gemara's take, we don't know.
Still
we don't know if that's included in the pasuk.
Yeah,
so the Rambam says, misafik, you don't have to pay the money. And also, misafik, you can even megarish. Usually you can't megarish. A mitzvah who got caught can't megarish. Here you could. So the kasha of the Mishnah Malach, why would you let him do it? It's fake of the rice. You can't let him do it. So the Einig Yomtiv says, that he says, well, there's the whole famous Chakira. You know the Rambam says, Safik the rice is Lekula, Midaraisa. Is that only on a lav or even on an essay? So he says, I have arrived in this Rambam that's also on an essay. Because here it's both. It's Lois Yuchal Shalcha and it's Lois Yalisha. So that's the pshat in the Rambam, that since the Rambam's Shita always is, it's Lekula. So Misafik, you could do it. So Rav Chaim Moshe writes, I don't know what he's saying. That's Midaraisa. But Lamaisa, the Rambam said, you go Lechumra. But the Rambam holds that is a Derabbanan. So why did the Rambam let the person do it? He doesn't understand how's that answering the kasha. Is right? The Rambam saying mice. So the Chaim says, I'm going to tell you what I think is the pshat in this Rambam. He says, I think that the Rambam holds that anything that you're meshubed to your friend is like sveika lekula. Just like if you have a suffix, if you owe guy money or something like that, we go lekula. Also, anything that you're meshubet to your friend. Like here, it's for her. And he brings the Gemara, that the Gemara says, Yemra loy bina. If she says, no thank you, right? You can divorce her. It's all for her good. So Memela, since it's all for Shibut to Chaveroi, so Memela, the din is also Lekula. So that's why the Rambam said he can divorce her. Okay? It sounds very close, right? And then he says, Tzorich in Lemaise, if I'm saying right. I wrote down the exact words. He wasn't positive. He said something like that. Okay, doesn't matter. He said, you have to be Mvar more, but that's what I think. And he says, and I have a raya l'chayra, he writes. I think I have a raya to what I'm saying. Why? He wants to show another case like this. The Mishnah says that a shvuya, there's a din of oynesu mafata, yeah? If she is 12, if she's a naira, if he's an oynesu mafata, so then loisia leisha, and he has to pay a certain amount of money. 50 shekel. So it says in the Mishnah, what if she was a shvuya? Earlier in life, when she was 10, she was a shvuya, the goyim caught her. You don't pay, there's no knas. So he says, it's Mavur in the Rambam that you don't pay the money and you don't marry her. Now, Zokt Reb Chaim Weizer, what's a shvuy already? The Gemara says, a shvuy midaraisa is a besur. Midaraisa, we don't chayshish, anything happened. The Rabbanan put on a rechash that maybe she's a ba'ula. So, that's the source of this Mishnah. Being that she might be a ba'ula, you don't have to pay, because the din of Einus HaMafat is by a besula, not by a ba'ula. But do you know? You don't know. If anything, she's really more towards besula, Mikra Adin. So, why wouldn't you have to marry her? What happened to the Veloisi Elisha part of it? Why don't we do Sveik and the Raisa L'chumra? Zakhtar Chaim Meiser, that's another raya to my Yisai. That anything which is L'te'elis Chaveiroi never gets the din of L'chumra, it always goes L'kula. So Mamela, he can say, I don't have to marry you because I go L'kula, maybe she's a Bula, he doesn't have to marry you. Okay, so there he says that Yisai. So it sounds very similar to Rav Shlomo Eger's Yisai. Oh, so after hearing this, yes, reading this, you say, I started thinking to myself of if I could think of other Pe'els Chaveiros, which might get into the same thing. So I thought of three very similar ones. Kavod Kibrav, Kvoid Rabbi, or Mipnei Seva Takum. Okay, all of these. All of them are L'tel's Chaveiro, meaning because all of them, the way Rav Chaim Weizer uses like the Bechina is if the guy's Meichel you. If you see that he can Meichel you, so you see it's for his good. So all three, we pass them Beferish in Gemara and Shulchan Aruch. If your father's Meichel, you don't have to do Kibarav. If your Rebbe's Meichel, you don't have to do Kaveti Rebbe. And if the Zokain is Meichel you, you don't have to stand up for him. So now, what should the din be if there's a suffix? Okay? So I thought, L'chayra... What could be the case of the suffix? I'll give you one very soon. But that's the best one, right? That was one of my thoughts. You don't know how old he is, right? What's the din? Okay, what's the din? So that one I'll already tell you. Since you said that one, I'll tell you that one. I checked that din. What's the din if you're not sure if he's Higia L'shivim, right? Do you have to stand up for him? So the... Yes, Arizal and the Minchas Chinuch wants to work it out. Arizal goes with Kabbalah, but the Minchas Chinuch wants to work it out. Alpi Nigla also that there's a sheet of Shishi.
60 to 50, don't worry.
So
also, but keep the after.
That would be a case of a suffer, right? Okay. So in this case, the earliest source I found it in Rav Avadia Yosef brings down the Shiloh. What do you do if you don't know how old he is? And he found the answer in the Sefer Tosfos Chaim on Chai Adam. And there he says, Sveika the Raisa L'chumra. Stand up. Okay? And he paskins it. And then he says, there's letters back and forth between Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld and the Rogatchover, that the Rogatchover wanted to make a drasha. Because the Gemara makes a drasha, Mamzer Vadai V'loi Mamzer Safik. So he wanted to make up Seva Vadai V'loi Seva Safik. So the melee, you don't have to. Okay, and you know, how can you make it? Whatever. That was the only thing he could find. So then I saw he talked about it again in Yechaved Das. And there he also said the same psak, that the din is if you're not sure you have to stand up midaraisa. And that is a huge, I was thinking to myself, that there's a Taisvis that if you don't know how old someone is, you put him on a chazoka that he's younger. Taisvis in Yivamas, Samaches. So I was thinking, why in Yubiyomer he didn't bring it? L'chor, that could be Nageta over here. So there he has like two pages on that, and we don't hold like that. Okay, fine. We don't hold like that. We hold that you have to machmer. You're not allowed to use a chazoka. Fine. So that's what he's. So that's Keneged, this thing. They're saying, Sveikin the Raisa L'chomer. Okay, so that's the Shgefel. So the Tosfos Chaim is connected to Shlomo Eger's Chiddush. It's not the end of the world. But soon you'll see there's much worse. But before I get to that, like this, I realize that one mistake I for sure have, because I said three, Kibud of Aim, Kvod Rabbi, or standing up for a Zuck. Kibud of Aim is not Toshet at all. Why? Because the Gemara says any mitzvah that you can moichel the essay can't doicha loisase. The Gemara in Ksubis Mamadalf. The case of the Gemara was Oynesu Mefata Amamzeris. So we don't marry him. You can't marry him. So the Gemara Laisi Essay Laisi Elisha Velidchi Laisasay. So the Gemara says Iyam Rabina, if she says that she's Michael you, the essay isn't there. That kind of essay can't be doicha. Zok the Rambam shot in the Gemara because it's asay kill. It's like mamoina. It's like not achiv shamayim. It's just to your friend that doesn't doicha alav. And he tells to the Gemara and Bar Mitzia that let's say hashavas aveda. The Gemara writes maybe asay of hashavas aveda should doicha going to the basic kvaris. So the Gemara says nay. Yom Labina, it's mamoina. It's like only for his good. Those kind of essays can't deichala. So the Taisus Yeshanim asks Akasha, but the Gemara says in Yavamis that kibud aveim should be deichala. You say, just that then we have a pasuk atav avichachav bichvayin. But the Gemara says that for a solid tzad. That the essay of kibud av, so frek the taisus yeshanim, but av shemachal kveide kveide machal. So the taisus yeshanim writes a teretz, which like not very easy to understand from the words. So the Birka Shmuel says that what it's saying there is that it's not true that your father can meichel you on kibud avein. It's true what the Gemara says that Lamaisa you don't have to do it, but Pshat in the Gemara is because there is no Kibud Vayim if he changes his mind that he doesn't want you to do it. It's not Pshat he can Meichel you. There's no such thing. He can't Meichel you. It's just that if he doesn't want it, there's no Kibud Vayim. Right?
Hence, whether he doesn't want it or he doesn't.
So very good. So Rabbi Shmuel says, and what are you going to say in a case where he says, "I really want it, but I'm moichel you"? So Zok the Rabbi Shmuel pshat is there's only kibud of aim if he commands you. Kibud of aim means to listen to his command. There is no kibud of aim to just do what he wants. Then he says, no, there's no kibud of aim to do what he wants if he doesn't command you. Well, that's Moira, maybe. Okay, but he says, Avada, there is a kiyum mitzvah. And he brings, I think, from some Rishonim that say that. But it's not the level of chiyuv gomer. So Mimela, the only time it's a chiyuv gomer is if Imamish tells you you have to do it. And Mimela, and he brings that some Rishonim even say that if the father was Meichel you and you know he really wants it, in Shemayim they're going to still give him a Shtekol Einish. Because it's not in Gansin Mochel. It's just Meichel, he's not Mamish Chayiv Gomer. So Mimela, he says, that's what the Taisi Shanim is saying. There really is no Mechila. And he explains why. He says the Pshat is, the Havamin of the Taisi Shanim was that Kibarav is Bein Adam L'Chavera. So the Taisi Yisharim thought, you're Mamash Meichelim. It's for the father. And you're Meichelim, and that's it. So you don't have to do it like any other Bein Adam L'Chavera. And for the Taisi Yisharim, Kibarav Aim is Bein Adam L'Mokim. Kibarav Aim is Bein Adam L'Mokim. You can't Meichel it. It says in the Gemara, the father can Meichel. Not that he can Meichel it. It's just that if he says, I'm not telling you to do it, so then the Chiyuv Gomer goes off. That's what he says. And it's Yadua that everyone brings the Ramban in Alatayr's Mashma, the Kibud Avim is Bein Adam L'Makim, because the Ramban says everything on the right Luach is Bein Adam L'Makim, and it says Kibud Avim there. So that stems with this. There's also a Beferish Shita Mekubetzis in Bav Mitzi Alamed Beis, and he says, Miboyeli, is Kibud Avim Bein Adam L'Makim? Or is Kibud Avim Bein Adam L'Chaveira? And he says nafkaminas and things. He mamish brings his child beferish. Yeah. Kuyr Shkvedim, Kuyr Amakum. Yeah. Lamed Beis Amar Aleph, Gilian Taisvis. That's the name of that piece. Gilian Taisvis. Bamitzia, Lamed Beis Amar Aleph. He has a boya. If Kibud Avim is Bein Adam L'Chaveira, Bein Adam L'Chaveira. So anyway.
I'm sitting in this place.
It's the ma'isa, of the machal, for the machal. Yeah. He could.
Should that sit in this place in such a case? Because maybe one mocking.
Well, it says that's what it says in the Gemara. Of the machal, akvoida kvoida is machal. And the pshat is the way the Birkas Shmuel explains it, because there is no mitzvah if the father doesn't demand it. Except that you have that rush that he brought, that it's still in Shemayim, they are not so happy if the person does it, if the father really wants it. If the father really doesn't want it, then there's no kibbutz of aim probably, but if he does want it, Michael did.
You say the same thing by Rebbe,
though. Oh, well, one second. I'll get to Rebbe in a second. So now, based on this maskana in the Tosfos Yeshanim, it comes out the kibbutz of aim is not just l'tayvas chaver. It's beinadam l'makom, and you really can't meichel it. So memela, what I said isn't so accurate by kibbutz of aim. Kibbutz of aim is really taka l'chumra because it's beinadam l'makom. So then next, so now what's with Rabbi? Oh, there. So now I was wondering, what's with Rabbi? How does Rabbi work? So Rabbi, I have a raya that is l'tayvas chaveri. What's my raya? Because in the Tshuvas Marami Rutenberg, the Marami Rutenberg was asked, could a koyin moichel, which is the one we're doing, right? Can a koyin moichel? And the kiddashtai. So he says, 100%. A koyin moichel, because it's all his. It's l'ravach didei, l'ano didei, and he starts saying, kasu batoya kihunas chem, zeshalcha. And it's only for your good, and you can meichel. And he says, and I'll make you a kal v'chaymer. Ma docha rebi, rabbi shekot mochal kvoide kvoide mochal, because of the gemar. That was the reason, uve toira soyege, toira dilehu. So if the gemar is ready to say that the toira is his, and he can meichel on his toira, all the more so a kohen has his kahuna. Okay, that's what he said. So memela, if the Rav Schleimager said that since by kahuna you can meichel, it's sveika l'kula, then I think he's going to have to say it also for Rabbi, because he got it from there. So those two, it comes out like this. Rabbi and Kayin seem to go together, that the reason your meichel is takas is for me. But Aviv is taka binadam lamak. So there I would be wrong.
But the Amaris Rabbi is with the lamak himself.
The what? Right, it would be. It would be made on Lamakum. So Mimela, by keeping of aim, it's very possible I'm wrong, but L'chayr, I should still be right by Rabbi.
The same.
Yeah, the Svara would be good, but then I see that the Marvin Rutenberg said that that's not really the Svara there, because he said it's the same as Kayan.
But that's where it comes from.
He said, right, so, and Rav Schleimager says, Koyin is Safik L'kula, then he's got to say it by Rabbi too, I think. Oh, so if this will be true, I said, ooh, this is Mamish Moyerdik. This would be a very geshmaka teretz for the real hard Rambam. Because the Rambam brings down the Shaila, what does the kid do, right, the Gemara talks the Shaila. What does the kid do if he's his father's Rebbe? Right? So who stands up for who? Because the father might have chiv kavod stand up for the Rebbe. The son might have a chiv kibbutz of aim. And the Gemara is not pushing anything. The Gemara is, everything is a teiku. So the Rambam paskins, the son stands up and the father doesn't. So the Kesef Mishnah says, Tzarichinu. What happened here? Why this one azoy, this one azoy? So according to our Cheshbonis, it's mamish perfect. Because the pshat is, the son is safik deraisa l'chumra for kibbutz of aim. The father is safik teilas chaver l'kula. So he's pater. Mamish fits perfect. Mamish fits perfect. Okay, so it's a very good chap. I don't know if it's emes at all, because the Rambam doesn't write me safik. It's a little not so geschmack, and he just says that's a din. He doesn't say it's a safik. So therefore, if he would write that would really. But he doesn't say the word misafik. But the din at least would be very good. The din is good. But then I realized that this is the big problem, because it's true that's what the Rama paskins. But he's the only one that paskins that way, because he's Taka Tzarechin. And everyone tries hard to figure out. But the Rosh, Kayadua, the Rosh writes over there, since all these shots are not Nifshat, everything is L'chumra. And Memela, they both stand up for each other. That's the he says, Sfeika D'Raisa L'chumra. They both stand up for each other, and then he writes the famous story that the Maharam Rutenberg was his father's Rebbe, and he would never go to the same city as his father, because he never wanted such a thing to happen, that his father would stand up for him, but he couldn't not, because it would be not covered at Torah, so he never went to his father's city. So Al Kaponim, there you have it. The Rosh, I think, is a big problem against this whole Reb Shlomo Eger, I think. Because he's saying that both of them are Safik D'Raisa L'Chumra. Even Rabbi and L'Chayra, if Rabbi is Safik D'Raisa L'Chumra, I don't have a good shot why Koyin is different than Rabbi if the Maharam Rutenberg put them together.
The Kal V'Chaymer, who made that Kal
V'Chaymer? The Maharam Rutenberg made the Kal V'Chaymer.
So,
he said, Maduch, Rabbi owns his Torah, so for sure Koyin owns his Kohen.
He does not.
You mean maybe he'll just ding zech with the Maharam Rutenberg, maybe?
The Maharam Rutenberg will hold that just like by Av.
But Av and Rav go together.
Since it's not covered, so by Rav also. So it'll be the same level.
I hear you mean, all right, we'll have to find someone, but maybe, in other words, if we'll argue with the Maharam Rutenberg. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay. If we'll find someone who puts the Rav with the Av, then we're okay. I just don't have him. But maybe, yes, the way that the Maharam Rutenberg has it, it wouldn't work. So, because of this kasha, I think that you have to say that Taker of Shlomo Eger is saying a big chiddush. He's going a little further than everybody else. The Hainu like this. Lemi Baya, the case is that the Rav Shlomo said like Leket, Shikha, and Peya, that you go Lekula. That's for sure not this, that's lesser of a chiddush. Because that's a monetary issue, mamish. Leket Shechem Pei is an issue. Does the owner own it or the Aniyim own it? So, okay, that's Mamash Safik Mamon L'Kula. That's for sure much different than just Stam a Mitzvah for your friend, like Vikidashta, which is an actual monetary issue. But even Rav Chaim Moiser, who said that something which is a Shibud to your friend is considered like money, is also a lesser level than this than the level of Vikidashti. Why? A shibud that he talking about, Rav Chaim Moiser's thing about Balesi Leisha, is collectible in court. She can go to a Bezdin and say he's got to marry her. And I mean, the Rishonim talk about it. And Bezdin has a special din kfiyah on this. More than the regular thing of Kifin Ala Mitzvahs. It's called Knas, and they enforce it, and it's mamish, you can collect this in Bezdin. Actually, the Radvaz uses a Lushan, he says, this is like Mammon, he says, because she wants her Ksher, she wants her Ksus, she wants her Oina, okay, whatever, that's he uses that.
Attached to it.
But even without that, there's a pshat, this is a real tevia. This is a tevia in Bezdin. But let's say a kohen comes to Bezdin. He says, I'm moneying my covenant, right? There's no din taira. You can't. There's a mitzvah's essay about it. If Bezdin sees a guy being over on Mikidashti. Oh, you mean, you see that. You see that, Taka. That is a stickle rye against me a little bit. But even but then... Well, you see, though, you see that it's called that I made him lose, like, you know, and but there we do find the whole, always, like, Yud Zehuvim is, let's say, by it says, if I gave you to say Birkas HaMazon, and the other guy stole the Birkas HaMazon, so he has to pay me Yud Zehuvim, right? But does it mean that, like, he could go to Chesh Mishpah court and say, hey, you stole my Birkas HaMazon, you know? You can't, you have to go to, like, the Or HaChaim Rav, you know? It's not that kind of Geneva. You can't go to, it's not Chesh Mishpah. So there's a chilik there still. Rav Chaim Eiser stayed in Chesh Mishpah court. Yeah? Okay, he stuck in Veloisi Le'isha into it. Because it's a real thing. You can mamish monit. Masha Enkein, this Vikidashto, and that's already a further thing, and that's not so Pashat already. So, fine, that's what Rav Shleimeger was Mechadish, but I'm bringing up that then you would have to work out Rabbi and Zokain, all those ones, and you see there that the Rishonim say that you go to Chumrah. So I would have thought that the Pashtus would be, Vikidash would also be Lechumrah, and it's not the same as Rav Chaim Moise. Okay, now Imkein, Hadra Kusha Leduchta, right? If we're coming out that Vikidashta is Taka Sofik Lechumrah, then Hadra Kusha Leduchta, what did the Magen Avraham mean, that since we don't know? So it's Bemis Tzorchiyin, but I'm going to say over a Moir Dike Chidish Dike answer from Rav Yoshev. It's in Kaivitz Chuvis, they have these Kaivitz Chuvis from Rav Yoshev, Chelik Beis, Simin Samach. And it's an ingenious teretz, but it's based on a huge Chidish. He says, Pshat in the Magen Avraham is that Magen Avraham is going Lishitasei. There's a famous Magen Avraham in Hilchas Shabbos, in Simon Reish Pei Beis, by Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos. And he says, when you call up kids for, let's say, Mafter, is there an Inyan V'kidashtoi to call up a Kayin? So he says, no. Because the Pasuk goes, V'kidashtoi ki aslechem elokecha hu makriv. And Mamela, a cotton is not Roy to be makriv. So Mamela, there's no Vikidashta. He made such a drosha. Excuse me?
So he says nobody
today. Oh, well, you mean because we don't have a Bisa Mikdash. Okay,
yeah.
But he, the person.
He's right.
He's right. There is.
What about a Baumum?
Built tomorrow, right?
Okay, you see, he's right. Saying, like, as long as he's Roy Lahakrid,
right.
Especially we pass in Makriv and Alf Bishem Bias.
Right.
So, yeah. So, yeah. So
what do you do with the Balmum then?
Oh, so in the Chuvis Nishal David, he says that Lefidus Magen Avram, I hold the Balmum has no Vikidashte.
Balmum Kain.
Balmum Kain.
Who says
that? The Chuvis Nishal David. Says that he thinks according to that Magen Avraham. Now there is a kasha that Rabbi Kiveger on the spot. You see, he also thinks like this Nishal David.
That means they can't give a Balmum a Kayin.
Oh, you mean it should come out?
Unless he's taken away from the other Kayin.
Right. Unless he's the only
Kayin. Yeah, it should come out. Such a.
It has to be a Mum Bagali, right?
Obviously.
A Mum which can't do Avoida.
Right. He broke his leg.
I hear it's unbelievable. You're right. I was looking. They have now, they came out with Encyclopedia Talmudis on Koyin, and they brought down a Chuvas HaGo'inim that if a Koyin's a Baal Mum, don't give him Aliyah Koyin. Unbelievable.
Never
going to
have any
Aliyah. Mamish said it.
Why can't he get?
Okay.
Okay. So, anyways, that's what the Magen Avraham is mechadish. Somebody, the Teiras Rafal, Rafal Volozhiner says that he doesn't think that that's a good sushtel. He says because the din is a baal mum is still chaylik bekodshim, and the Gemara in Pesachim says that achilas kodshim is avoida. So Mimela, since the kain baal mum is still chaylik bekodshim and that's an avoida, so he doesn't think that's a good sushtel. That's what he thinks. Okay. Rafal Valojiner. Tayez Rafal. Anyway, so Zokter Val Yashiv like this. There is a, he doesn't say who it is, but I know it's the Rebitzel Panavisher, the Zeicher Yitzchak, came along with a massive chiddush, mamish, to answer a kasha that he had. He came along with a yesoid that a coin, there's a din that a coin has to be miyuchas. Okay? Now, Pashtus, the Indian of that is, because we're Chayshish, you have to be sure, he's a coin. But what if you didn't check him out, right? You didn't, there's, it's very machmer. you need two aidim in order to do. I'm talking about to do avoda. In order to do avoda, we're not even saying mechan one aid. You need two aidim, and you check the all the fathers and all the mothers. You know, there's a whole system how you check it really, really good. Let's say you were negligent and you didn't check it out so much, right? And he did the carbon, right? So if he was a kohen to klapei shemai, it's fine, right? But he says, Rabbi Tzal Potter says that no, there's a drasha that you have to miyachas him, okay? Which is a drasha of a haisa loy will zayir achav. Now, where do you get this? It's a pasuk in Pinchas by Pinchas. Now, the Gemara uses it that if you don't know if the which father this lady was mezana with one of a few kehanim, you don't know which one's the father, you shouldn't do avayin. And the Gemara says that this is really an asmachta. Really, midrashi, you can do avayin. Zok der Bitzel, ad kan, it's an asmachta because you know it's one of these kehanim. But if you didn't check him, it's a psul of a hoysa loyal zahar achra. He's psul mitam vadai. Until you make him of a hoysa loyal zahar achra that you checked him, he's not maybe psul because maybe he's not. He's vadai psul. Okay? That's his chiddush. And with that, he wants to answer a kasha. Oh, so Zakhtar Vol Yashiv, that's what the Magen Avraham meant. Magen Avraham meant, since the Kehanim nowadays aren't really checked, because we say that they might not even be a kind for sure, so they're vadei pasul for avoida, just for avoida. They're vadei pasul because of a hois alay. Memela, the Magen Avraham, said that a cotton is no vikidashtoi because he's not a slick like a makriv. So Memela, this kayin also is vadei pasul for avoida. Memela, even though he is probably a kohen, but he's not for sure a kohen, so he's vadei posel for avoda, so there's no vikidashtei. That was the pshat, what the Magen Avraham meant. It was just a moyer dike chap. It's just that it's based on a huge chiddush, that like one sefer, that Rabbi Tzal Potter Vischer. I just wanted to calm it down maybe a little bit, that you could say the exact same thing, but maybe it doesn't have to be on a deraisa level. Even if you say that there's a drabbanan din like that, maybe if he's not royal amaisa to do any avoda, because even if it's a drabbanan, so he's not right to be makriv. Maybe you could get away with the drabbanan. But he said it like an anashan of derais. Okay, so those are the two terutzim to pshat in the Magen Avraham. Either of Shleim Eiger, Sefik Lekula Avikidashtei, or of Yashiv Shashan. Okay. Yeah.
Yaakov Avinu was punished 22 years at what's the name, and he. So I'm not going to go to the city. Every day we get a little stronger, you know. Gotta get a little after post taxes. I'm saying from taxes.
How can you do that?
I don't mean that.
Out of reverse time.
I'm saying no. I'm saying from tax season. You know, a day away from the. You know, is a the recovery period. You know, it's not all in one day.
The kohen is me'atzma Hashem put the. There's nothing you can do by the owl. It's also the fact of life. By the rabbit, he wasn't born that he deserved that kohen. He had to earn it. He could forget it. I mean, isn't that a kill in the
That's a difference, but we have.
It's an afkamina, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard the more safer call place is Shoshanim. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you knew. You knew that Sucho, that Kibbut Abeim was really not the Machila. You knew that. Shmuel.
The Birka Shmuel.
The Birka Shmuel. You knew that.
That was... Yeah. I mean, I heard this. I only got like half a year.
Actually, depends which.